Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio present Waking the Dead and Other Fun Activities by Casey Lyle. Performed by Jesse Walensky. For My Parents, Nikki and Tom. Chapter 1. Bringing people back to life was an unusual service for a funeral home, but it was one my family did with great pride. Unless the deceased in question was my grandmother's mortal enemy. Apparently, then we got a little cranky about it.
"I swear that woman died first just to beat me at something,"
Grandma Bev grumbled as we went down to the basement, where Alma Waters was waiting for us to prep her for her final rest, starting with our special step. Grandma headed to the table that held Alma and removed the sheet while I lowered the lights. Ambiance was key. One of the first things I'd learned was how disorienting an experience waking could be for someone. Having to squint through the bright fluorescent lights of the prep room on top of that? Not comforting. After turning on the battery-powered tea candles, I settled in on a stool beside Grandma. "Do you think she'll wake?" I peered down at Alma's still form. Only those with unfinished business had a spark of life left hanging around for us to connect with. They were the ones who needed us the most. The ones we offered a last wish to.
"You're the one in training, Kimmy,"
Grandma said with a little sideways smile.
"Reach out with your power and you tell me."
Oh, right. I straightened in my seat. After years of watching Grandma do this, I was still getting used to being allowed to wake someone myself. Every member of the Jones family was born with the ability. But training didn't begin until you turned 12. Because tradition, according to Grandma anyway. I had no way to fact check her, since we were the only two left on the family tree. I'd turned 12 a couple of months ago in January and couldn't wait to dive right in. Finally, it was my turn to help. It didn't take long for me to realize that learning how to harness the power was harder than it looked. I took Alma's cool hand in mine. "Don't let go," I reminded myself. There had to be a physical connection for the power to find the remaining spark. If you let go, the connection was lost, and the person you woke went back to rest, abruptly. It wasn't a pleasant sensation. Or so Mrs. Sims, the first person I ever woke, told me after I accidentally did that to her. That was an awkward apology to make. Hence the reminder. As excited as I was, it was still sinking in how big a responsibility I was taking on. This was the final moment in a person's life. Or was it the first moment of their death? Either way, sometimes I had doubts about placing it in the hands of a 12-year-old. But every Jones before me had made it through training at this age, and Grandma was sure I would too.
"Kimmy,"
she murmured over my shoulder.
"You know what to do. Trust yourself."
Easier said than done, but I nodded anyway.
"Start with your breathing,"
Grandma instructed. I closed my eyes and began breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth. The first 2 weeks of my training had been strictly breathing. Not how I thought it was going to start, but Grandma said grounding yourself was the most important preparation for using our power. So I breathed in and out.
"Find your center,"
she said.
"And
sample complete. Ready to continue?"